Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, my guest is Paul Rosenblum from Musica Dulce. Welcome back, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you with us here in the studio, and we'll be talking about Musica Dulce, a long-standing group, and we've had the opportunity to talk with members of the group before. And Paul, you are the artistic director.
Correct.
And your background is piano, I believe.
Piano and composition.
Piano and composition. All right. Why don't we talk a little bit about you before we get into the specifics of Musica Dulce, besides being a good-looking, intelligent guy. What else can we talk about? How did you get started with piano?
When I was a young kid, my cousins, who lived in the apartment below me, took piano lessons. They were about 5 to 10 years older than me. And my parents noticed that I just kind of hung around and was just like eating it all up. And so they said, "You like this?" And I said, "Yeah." And they said, "You want to take piano lessons?" And I said, "Yeah." And then they said, "Would you practice?" And I said, "No." And this game went on for a few years until I figured out the trick that I have to say yes to, "I will practice." And okay. At that point, I started piano lessons, and I was 10 at that time.
Wow. And piano became a major part of your life, I presume, going
correct.
Through school?
Yeah.
Stuck with it, and did you take music as far as part of your schooling?
I stayed just with a private piano teacher throughout high school, and when I went to college, I thought I was going to be more into math and physics. And it took me the first year, my freshman year, to realize that I missed music too much and that I wasn't that great at math and physics.
Well, if you know how to play the piano and you're good at it, it's probably a whole lot easier than physics. But
the school I was at did not have any kinds of credit for performing. So I was always interested in composition, so I went in that direction. And got my bachelor's and later a master's and doctorate in composition.
So. Well, there you go. So we should have addressed you as Dr. Paul, right?
Yeah.
All right. So doctorate from what school?
The doctorate's from Cornell.
Cornell. Wow. All right. And in composition, for a lot of people that are listening, strictly means you're a composer. Is that the correct terminology, or
one tries to be? Yes.
Right. I mean, it's not okay. It's not a matter of you take somebody else's work and
no, that would be considered music theory.
Right.
Or if you slightly more historical, it would be musicology.
Right. So composition / in layman's terms, composer.
Yeah.
Okay. Correct. There we go. We got all that straight. And Musica Dulce is a group that you're the artistic director for. It's not a huge group. We're not talking about 50 or 60 people, right? It was a relatively small group.
The group ranges historically from a high of about 30, 35 to the more common groups of 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
Sometimes a trio.
So 30 or 35 people are associated, if you will, with the group?
Have been in the past.
Right. And then from there, there'll be small groups that will perform.
Correct.
Whether it's a quintet or a quartet or a trio or whatever.
Sounds good.
There you go. See, we've got all that figured out. And based out of what town, roughly?
Well, we were founded in Westerly, but over the years, we've kind of drifted a little bit eastward. So that we do most of our concerts now in South Kingstown and Newport, Narragansett.
Okay.
So
you move around.
We do. We consider ourselves like South Eastern New England chamber group, not just a Westerly
right.
group.
All right, and you're going to have a concert coming up in just a few weeks, March 7th, I believe. March 6th, okay.
Sunday, March 6th at 2 o'clock at Channing Church in Newport.
In Newport, all right. Yeah. Great. Well, we'll talk about that. We'll also get an opportunity to listen to some of the recordings that the group has made over the past few years. And we're going to start with a 1995 recording. What do you have for us to listen to?
That, I believe, is A Touch of Rameau. It's the tambourine that Rameau wrote. Rameau is a composer that kind of bridged the Baroque and the Classic era. These pieces, well, this piece was written in, or published, I need to say, 1732, which was the birth year of Haydn. Hmm. And given the time period in which it was written, and it's very forward-looking, Rameau is also famous for writing a treatise on harmony. And of course, harmony was the big thing that came out of the break from the Baroque, because Baroque, it was all counterpoint, counterpoint this, counterpoint that. And by the time Rameau was around, the winds had changed. Hmm. And he thought it was worthwhile to write something that tried to explain harmony. As a result, his piece, well, not as a result, but coincidentally, his pieces tend to explore things that, you know, you'll hear in this tambourine, you'll hear harmonies that sound like Grieg at times. And he wrote a minuet pair that I'm very familiar with. It's going to be on our concert, on upcoming concerts. And that minuet sounds very much like the feeling that you get from the Mozart 40th Symphony, which is considered one of the greatest pieces that Mozart wrote. So, I mean, he kind of tapped in mm-hmm. to this feeling and techniques that were to become very important over the next few years.
All right. Well, let's give it a listen, and then we'll come back with some more.
Thank you.
Beautiful music provided by Musica Dulce and Paul Rosenblum. Paul, that last piece we just heard is going to be part of the next concert?
No. On the next concert will be a suite of pieces for piano trio by Rameau. This was from
just
an earlier
an
concert,
right.
Example of Rameau that I thought would be interesting.
All right, great. Well, no, we like that stuff. We want to hear a little bit more about the concert. And that's going to be coming up on March 6th. You said 2 o'clock, I believe.
Yes.
Channing. And if people are interested in getting tickets, there is a Musica Dulce website, I believe, if you just go to the website, right?
And that is, it'll have information, musicadulce.org.
All right. Musica is M-U-S-I-C-A and then D-O-L-C-E.org. So if you'd like more information about the concert or other things, you can go there and get that all checked out. Let's get to the next piece of music and tell us what this is going to be.
Okay. The next piece I've chosen to play today is related to the second piece that will be played on the concert coming up. The piece on the concert coming up is a clarinet quartet, which I wrote based on fragments of Mozart. These are pieces that Mozart started and never completed. When he died a few years later, his wife Constanza kind of cataloged them, and there were over 100 fragments that she felt were important enough to catalog. And amongst them, Mozart fragments include going all the way to the Requiem, which he never finished.
Never did finish, right.
But there are many other fragments of various lengths, and some are fully scored as far as they go. Others are just a snippet here, a snippet there, a bass line, a melody. And amongst them, when I was back in school, the new Mozart edition came out in 1956, or it started to, and I was looking in the appendices of the books where they had these fragments, and I found a few that really intrigued me. And the one that is going to be on the concert comes from a piece for two pianos in C minor, and the original fragment is about 23 bars long, and it has some of the incredibly exciting, never used by Mozart ideas in this, and that really inspired me to go on this project.
So that 23 bars is now transposed to almost a 9-minute long piece.
Correct. And then I used another short fragment for the slow movement, and kind of a questionable work for the last movement. That's talking about on the concert. What we're about to hear is another completion that I did, different fragments.
Okay.
This one was fully scored pretty much the first minute or so, and then he wrote out the beginning of the solo line with no bass line, and then it goes away. This is and then I used a different fragment from the same time period, much shorter, as the second theme.
And so it's kind of safe to say, in layman's terms, a little bit thread of an idea from him, but the completion by you.
There's a lot of notes by me. Anyway, yeah. So the next segment you'll hear is the Andante for cello and orchestra on Mozart fragments, but probably you have to say by me.
All right, we'll do that. We'll listen to it, take a short break, and be back with more of Paul Rosenblum.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Paul Rosenblum, who is the Artistic Director of Musica Dolce. And Paul, during the commercial break, you mentioned that there's been a change back from the day when it was kind of a volunteer organization and non-professionals to now all professional musicians in Musica Dolce, right?
Correct. We now pay union scale.
There you go.
On our gigs, as they say.
All right. And the last piece that we heard, and the next one, was from a concert from 2003. And who was involved with that?
Well, that's our orchestra, Musica Dolce, with myself conducting. But the main person to get in here is the solo cellist, who is Janet Chappell. She did a really good job. It's not easy learning an unknown, difficult concerto.
Right.
She didn't have any recording she could go listen to hear how it went.
Just the dots on the paper.
And the composer with the whip behind her, you know.
Right.
So.
No, I meant this way.
So the upcoming concert doesn't feature the cello concerto. It features a completion of other fragments that Mozart wrote, and it is a clarinet quartet in C minor. It has a completely different feel from the pieces that you're hearing today. Today you're hearing Mozart in a joyous mood, and the C minor clarinet quartet is definitely a very, very dark piece. It is much more like the Requiem and the C minor piano concerto. It's Mozart at the edge, a little bit.
So indication there, minor, right away, puts you in that mood, right? All right. So this piece is we're going to play now is a little bit lengthy, and we had a little bit lengthy one in the first segment, so we're trying to catch up time-wise here. Anything else we need to say before we listen to this?
Well, I'd like to mention the concert again, March 6th, Channing Church in Newport.
There we go. 2 o'clock on a Sunday.
What
better way to do that? And we'll give you the website and other information in the next segment. Right now, let's listen to that piece, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Paul Rosenblum. He is the artistic director in charge of music. There you go. For Musica Dolce. And Paul has been pleasing us this evening with some music that Musica Dolce has performed in the past. And we have one more piece to listen to. But I want to get back to you, Paul, and talk about the dates and make sure everyone knows who's involved, when, how, where, and all of those good things. So the first thing is March 6th, 2 o'clock.
March 6th, 2 o'clock, Channing Church in Newport.
All right. Tickets are available at the door.
At the door.
All right.
And the performers involved will be, it's a string quartet, clarinet, and piano. So it's John Summerlin and Lois Finkel on violins, Ted Mook on cello, Susan Carnculpo on viola, Rob Hayden on clarinet, and yours truly, Paul Rosenblum, on the piano.
Oh, great.
And the concert is going to be repeated on Sunday, April 3rd at 4 p.m. at the South Kingstown Land Trust Barn. And if you can't make one, we hope you can make the other.
Or go to both.
Go to both.
There you go.
Maybe the Mozart completion will inspire you to come back and listen to it again.
All right.
The final piece on the program is the Dvorak Piano Quintet. It's a well-beloved and very well-known work, full of grace and melodic inspiration. So I don't have to really plug that one too much.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in, Paul. It's always a pleasure to see you and great to hear from Musica Dolce. I wish you all the success in the upcoming concerts.
Thank you.
Make sure you as an audience out there get and help out these groups and participate by your attendance on March 6th at 2 o'clock at Channing Church in Newport. So we'll listen to this piece and then we'll see you all next time. But Paul wants to say one more thing
first. One last thing. This piece you're going to be listening to is Debussy, Lille Joyeuse, and features the whole cast that will be playing on the upcoming concert.
Oh, good add in there, Paul. Well, thank you very much for that. And I was about to say, we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.